A company that had hoped to sell cruise ship staterooms as a year-round residence has dialed back its plan. After only selling 10 staterooms, Ocean Builders, who now owns the ship MS Satoshi, will begin offering daily, weekly, and monthly rental options. Satoshi, formerly the P&O Pacific Dawn, will permanently be anchored off the coast of Panama City after it arrives from Europe. And Princess Cruises has introduced a new program designed to ensure guest satisfaction called the Princess Promise. It ensures passengers that the line will make things right if any onboard service doesn't live up to expectations. The line says compensations could include, but not limited to, onboard credits, future cruise credit, or refunds. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is looking into whether it might require guests to have the COVID-19 vaccine before boarding its ships. CEO Frank Del Rio said that lawyers are currently looking at it. He added that even though guest vaccine requirements are still up in the air, it will be required for crew. The FDA is expected to approve the first vaccine for Americans in the coming days. In the UK, vaccinations have already begun. And cruise line stocks both up and down for Thursday. Carnival Corporation 22.32, down 1.5%. Royal Caribbean 80.64, down 2%. Norwegian Cruise Line up 0.5%, 27.44. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.